Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament returns from a week's adjournment to start another three-week sitting period beginning at 2 on Tuesday. And for a preview of the week ahead, here's the Deputy Leader of the House, Anne Tolley.
When the House resumes on Tuesday the 14th of August, the Government will look to complete the remaining stages of the Appropriation 2012-13 Estimates Bill and begin the committee stage of the Exclusive Economic Zone and Continental Shelf Environmental Effects Bill. Wednesday is a Members' Day.
And among the members' bills likely to get an airing on Wednesday night, one proposing tighter restrictions on foreign ownership of land from Greens leader Russell Norman will be up for completion of its first reading. And at number 7 on the members' order paper, it's expected that Louisa Wall's same-sex marriage bill will have to wait until the next Members' Day, scheduled for Wednesday, August the 29th. As for the week just passed, there was one select committee meeting looking at the bail amendment bill and a related petition from Tracy Marceau. The committee met in Auckland and Rhys Lyon went along on Wednesday.
The Law and Order Committee is currently hearing submissions on the bail amendment bill, which makes it harder for alleged offenders to get bail. However, the bill doesn't go far enough for Tracy Marceau, whose daughter Christy was murdered in November last year, allegedly by a man who was out on bail. Tracy Marceau established the Christie's Law Campaign Group in a bid to stop an incident like that happening again. The petition, with over 60,000 signatures, is being supported in Parliament by National MP Jackie Blue. I asked her what's in the petition that isn't covered by the bill.
One of the parts of the Christie's Law petition was for judicial accountability, and being a doctor, before I came to Parliament, I was quite shocked that there's no ongoing mandatory professional development for judges or any sort of internal audit when things go wrong. It might happen in an informal, ad hoc way, but not in a formal way. And judges are in a very privileged position. They demand independence, and I understand that, but the public equally needs to demand that they are competent and we know that the decisions are robust.
So what would you hope would come out of the committee?
Well, the best thing that I could hope for the committee is that when they write their report to Parliament, that they strongly encourage the judiciary carry on down that route of formalising some mandatory professional development and internal audit. And I really hope that will happen.
And today it's quite timely to have the petition before the committee discussing the bail amendment bill as well.
Yes, that's later on this afternoon.
Do you think that will help it hold maybe extra weight with the committee?
I think Christie's Law petition and the submissions today, and we heard some in private, have been extraordinarily powerful, and that will give us a lot of context around what we hear later on today with the bail amendment bill.
National MP Jackie Blue. One submission in support of the petition came from Christie's Law Campaign Group supporter Alan Coolman. He said bail decisions should be made by police,
who tend to get overlooked. Numerous cases, police vehemently oppose bail, like in this particular case, and it was overlooked. Yeah, I just look at the particular case that I've been involved with, where the person was committed to bail. It was 300 metres from where the victim lived. To me, that's not good enough. If the police have been involved in a particular case for long enough, they should be providing the resources to the judge to suggest whether bail should be given or not.
Alan Coolman making a submission on a petition in the name of Tracy Marceau and Christie's Law Campaign Group. And as Jackie Blue mentioned, the Law and Order Committee is already looking at a bill that tightens bail laws, and that bill was also the subject of submissions on Wednesday. The Salvation Army's policy advisor, Ronji Tanulu, said young offenders needed rehabilitation, not just punishment.
Yes, statistics are showing that they reoffend quite quickly, but once they're in the system quite young, then they end up staying quite long into the prison system. So we're interested in the rehabilitation, reintegration and prevention of that kind of stuff as early as possible. And I think there's groups out there like the Salvation Army that are willing to hopefully be a part of that process. If public safety and public concern supersedes that, then that's absolutely fine. But this is a stand in terms of our commitment to communities.
The Salvation Army's policy advisor, Ronji Tanulu, making a submission on the bail amendment bill to the Law and Order Committee. The bill is due to be reported back to the House by November 10, while the Christie's Law Campaign Group petition remains under consideration of the Law and Order Committee.
That's report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.